Okay. So I'm sure that you'll realize that these sifrim, there were a lot of interesting, important this here is more like background information. Halacha Maisa, it's not terribly negel Maisa. I don't think we're going to really get asked shilas. Not on Dan B'chaticha, not on Dan B'sheferes, not on Farfal, and not Ben Hashanah, as actual shilas with Maisa, but they're important backgrounds to understand a lot of other inyanim. And I don't think generally these are shilas that are asked. For a number of reasons, I think the Nefsim again is not
okay.
So let's just start with a couple of different Nekudas here. Start with Farfal. Farfal, as I think the Adamar realizes, is when you have what they call a prolapse, where the rachem itself sinks down because the ligaments lose the elasticity or whatever it is, till it's hanging down in Beis HaChitzon, and could be even hanging out of the body. And apparently, and potentially, that's what the Rash was talking about when he was matir. The case of the Rash was matched about the Rosh. So the question is, it seems it was very common in the Zman of the Acharonim, such a situation. It does exist in Zman Hazeh, although I don't think it's terribly common, but it does happen. I know of people it happened to. And so there's a shadow. The shadow of the place is, can you be matter for a
What causes it?
It's often caused by having a number of children. The weight of the weight of the baby stretches out those ligaments. And if the lady doesn't have enough, for example, one thing they say is if her abdominal muscles are strong enough, so they also help hold up the rachem, and they take some of the strain off the ligaments. During the pregnancy. If she doesn't have strong abdominal muscles, so then all of the strain is on the ligaments, they're just holding it, and eventually, like an old rubber band, they get stretched out, and they don't work anymore.
Okay,
there's certainly... What?
And probably even more so, she's overweight. The way the fat also being pulling down helps
the
pulling
fat on the rachem.
That's true. Women generally store fat elsewhere.
Well, men certainly don't store fat on the rachem either.
Right, but they store fat on where the rachem would be if they had.
Okay.
on the stomach.
Anyway, so so that's the shalom brought now. And the achrayim is what's the main farfal. And there's a couple of different issues that come up. One of the issues they deal with is a farfal considered a makor? And since we're not learning three of a makor now, we're not going to go into that so much. But it was important to note, as people probably, I think, hopefully everyone saw the Crazy Placey, because I told people everyone to see the Crazy Placey. And in addition to the Crazy Placey, the Chacham Tzvi said the same svara, I think the Shabiyang and a number of other achronim said a svara, that makor by means that, again, this isn't really our sugi, but it's an important point, and since it's here, we should emphasize, we'll mention it, and we'll come back to it when we do Kuf Pezayin, is that a makah means that you have to be breaking blood vessels. That's the unnatural way of taking the dam out of the lady. This is the way it ties into the rash, because that's to be unnatural. Whereas when you have something that's greater than the natural cycle, it affects the form of the cycle and causes the dam nidus to come out earlier. That's not called damak, that's included in what we said in Kuf Gimel, which is Tamei Ben Ba'inis Ben Barat. So Ramayla is, the farfal is questionable whether it really is a man. Is there something up there? So it's questionable whether the farfal is a real maka or not. And whether Ramayla, what do you tell the dam from the farfal and the maka? The next issue, the other issue, which is the one that's really negia us, is can you be matter the farfal mishum Reb Shimon? Can we, Rebbeinu Shimshon? Can we say that it's considered not derech re'iyah? Because derech re'iyah l'chayra is that the dam, the rechem is in its proper location. The dam comes out of the rechem, goes through the, just for argument's sake, the tzavah harechem and the prezder and the beis achitzen and then outside the body. It goes in its normal progression through the internal organs of the woman's reproductive system until it leaves the body, and that's the normal derech re'iyah. However, here the dam is not going out in the normal way. The dam is going out just from the rechem straight to outside, basically, because the rechem is falling all the way down. Or, so how far down it has to fall, I didn't see anyone give a clear hagdar in that, but let's say it's fallen down enough that it's unquestionably not the derech, however far that has to be. So can you be matched based on Rebbeinu Shimshon?
What would be interesting was that if we say that the Pesachos B'Amako, the Ben Hashanayim, when there is Tomei, is not Mamash the Pesach of the Rechem, the Rechem falls all the way out and it comes out the Dam that way, then it's not going to be replaced. It never would touch Ben Hashanayim, it could be Shavuot.
That L'chayr should be a better way of getting out of Ben Hashanayim. If you say, if the Rabbi felt a way that, let's say, the Ben Hashanayim now is above the Pi HaMakar, and the Dam is never Ben going through Ben Hashanayim, then yes, that L'chayr would be an easier way of being Matar. In any event, L'chayr, the argument very easily could be made, as a number of Acharnim do, that how in the world could anyone be Matar Farfal based on a Minishamshan? Number one is, Rav Rub of the Rishonim are not like a Minishamshan. Dahainu, Rashi, Tosis, Ramban, Ramban, Ram, Eshko, are all not like the Rebbe Shimshon. The Rebbe Shimshon L'mais is Mamrish Das Yochid, brought in the Rosh. And the Rebbe Shimshon is a nice Mepharshim Mishnah, but he's not. The Rebbe Shimshon is not the same Rash, sorry. The Rebbe Shimshon Rash Mikutsi, what? You're right, the Rebbe Shimshon is not such a Yochid. What? The Rebbe
Shimshon brings him, he's not such a Yochid. The Rebbe Shimshon says that he's not such a
Yochid. Two hundred million of them are Talmidim of the Rosh. So I'm not saying they don't count, but it's always it's the Rosh for Talmidim bringing the Rebbe Shimshon. But the Rashi, Tosis, Rambam, Ramban, Ram, all are not like the Rebbe Shimshon. The Im Tinsel Loimar, we do pass the Rebbe Shimshon. Halayi B'maisi Machaber Amot do pass the Rebbe Shimshon. But then there's the question: what's Pshat Rebbe Shimshon? Rebbe Shimshon said this in Heter, not the Derech. Both, the Biskesef learns it's Davka only when there's no Dam Be'en. And even the Derech Yimashu argues in the Biskesef and says it will include Dam Be'en, but is only saying that when you have a situation where the Farfal can be considered clearly a Mako. As Doyle would probably realize that there's a Machlekes Achrayim, how to understand Rebbe Shimshon if it's talking about the Derech broke into pieces or just slipped lower down in the body. If the Derech broke into pieces, that's not our Farfal. So the case that the Derech Yimashu is being matter, which is when he understood the Rechem Mamash broken to pieces and there's a Maka Gemura, Pashas of the Ramah at least, so then that's not going to help us for our Farfal. Very nice. There's a real Maka. There she's tar. But it's not going to help us for a Farfal where there's no real Maka. And it's questionable whether that's called Shalai Kedar. So we have, as he's mentioned, L'chayru Roi Ruba the Rishayim, who are Meikl, who are Machner, plus the Machaber Ramah aren't going to be Meikl, and the Bach, and the Shach who brings the Bach. And the Chavez Das Roshmu and the Yehud are all Machmer. And L'chayr, really, that should be posh. I mean, generally speaking, here we're talking about, we're at least potentially you're talking about a Shayla with the Raisa, if you had our Gosha. And it's Rav Ruba the Rishayim. It's L'maisa the Machaber Amar, not Meku for the case of Farfal. And the Shach, the Yehud, I mean, we in many of the G'dayle Acharim are Machmer. So how could anyone think to be Mekel on something when what you have to say is we're taking a Das Yochid Rishayim, Kifi, a mute of the way a mute of the Achrayim are understanding it, basically the Taz against all the other Naisi Kelev and Shulchan Aruch, against Shulchan Aruch and Naisi Kelev. How are you talking about how can anyone be Mekel in such a case? Now don't get me wrong, there's plenty of Achrayim who are Mekel.
The ones that are Mekel are only using the Tziruv.
And all the Mekelim are coming with Tziruv. Some of them are using a tziruv that maybe there really is, maybe the farfal really is called a matko, not like the chamtzi in the case of Plessy. Also, lemaisa.
Who said it's a matko?
Yeah,
who said it?
Who
said it is a matko?
The farfal itself is a matko.
I don't know. The Arachim and Lurin is a matko. So who is matri farfal? So, l'chayro, the yash, ra'an, well, I said probably the Rosh Tur of Ibn Yeruchim. Presumably the Rosh, really, what he really means is what it says in Tur of Ibn Yeruchim. As the Bezius himself understood it, Bukhari, it's all one Shita. Just he explained the Tur of Ibn Yeruchim like Pashtus of the Rosh, whereas Yitachin that the Rosh really meant like the Tur of Ibn Yeruchim. The Pre-Shul of Isaac does Bukhari pass in the Rash, and there's talking about even with Dam Be'en. The Rosh Medav, the Rosh Mekilim here is the Taz. After that, you have Mukhari Madani Yomtiv, the Sidutar, Pnei Yeshua, Mil Tzedakah, Divrei Chamudus. Okay, that's cheating to count the Madani Yomtiv and Divrei Chamudus too. Sorry.
Is Sidutar wanting to be Mekel?
It's Sidutar is not a little nice. He goes back and forth and whatever. He was worried that he didn't want to be the only one being mad. See, that's the thing. A lot of that Gdel Acharnim here wrote that. It's Motiv, but I don't want to be the only one being that. Don't be saying Chamil, unless other Gdelim are Mekel or whatever. Sitting tavern we would make only if there's no other, if there's not a gush. They would say we wanted to knock it down to a drabon first. But what I see is saying you can be Misaymach on the rash. You could be mad to Madam Lublin, the Shavi Yankiv, the Nutzdok, I meant the crazy place, it's some Saif Allah and the similar Dibre Chaim, Oinig Yomtiv, Shulchan Acharav, Chochmas Odom, Avni Nezer. Fine. Lai said there are a lot of good Achrenim on Mekul. The question is, how are they Mekul? It's a nice long name of Achrenim, and almost all of them were only willing to be Mekul, someone else would agree to them, but we found a lot of people agree with them. So Chay, that time is off. I don't know, just to go off on a tangent for a second. As the Pesachei Teshuvah quoted out of context, the Rebbe Yehuda saying that only Gdolei HaDor can pass through on the Shiloh. For those who don't understand what I'm saying, it's out of context because for those who looked at the Rebbe Yehuda inside, he didn't say that talking about a farfar. That the Rebbe Yehuda said only Gdolei HaPesachei can pass through, he was talking about Bedika Shveferes, which is a Kuf Pezayin Sogya. The Yisoid, he's saying Mukher is true here also. His Yisoid was Hilchos Nidah Shiloh, where you're dealing with a potential Isser Karis, and situations that do not come up on a daily basis, a regular bite should not be paskening, they should be referred to Gdolei HaPesachim.
As far as the last concerned, I hear the point, but as far as the form is concerned, why is it more that Shabbos or Chametz HaPesach, which also involve Karis?
Shabbos is something that comes up on a regular basis. So you're right, if someone has an unusual Shabbos Shiloh, the Rav should be passing it on. It's interesting, the Navy Bita compares it because he's talking his days, to a treifus shiloh. When there's a suffix of a hole in the lung of an animal, he says, that's the type of shiloh that I want to see on a daily basis. So that's something that any rav can pass it on. Because everybody knows hukhus, everyone knows hukhus treifus. That's something that happens on a daily basis. But unusual medical conditions in hukhus needed, there again, he was talking about rayon nachmas tashmish, but l'chayr the svar should also apply to farfal. Those are things that a Rav shouldn't pass on his own unless he's Echad Migdalei Adar. So the Pesachei Teshuvah is bets and right and shtel in tzu, but you should be aware that it's a tzu shtel, it's not mefurish in any of them. In any event, many of the Acharonim said that they weren't so quick to be Mekel, but now that we see that there are a long list of Acharonim who are Mekel, L'chayra, the ones who are meant to be Mekel, L'chatzkila, should L'maisa be willing to be Mekel, because they have plenty of Al-Mi listener, plenty of other Gedolim who agreed with the Mumaisa. But again, it was Omer Dasheni's, how did they get there? How did all these Acharonim get there? Very nice. They say it's very mistaber like the Rash. Taisus had caches on Rashi's Pshat, the Marashah had caches on Taisus Pshat, what are you left with must be the Rash. And the Bisesif and the Darki Maisha are Shver, so we're stuck with it, so it has to be the Rash, not like the Taz. But how did they come up with the plates to argue for mice and to pass them against Rav Rishayim and against Rav Acharonim? Rav Kadmoni Acharonim. And I think the answer is very simple. And I think this is the Yisayid we're going to take out of Farfal. Forget what the Allah of Farfal is. But the Yisayid is that Bizman, the Acharonim, all these Acharonim were talking about it from over the past 300-400 years. If a lady had a Farfal, there was no medical treatment for Farfal. If a lady had a baby, could put in this ring of shaiva and that just caused her body to rot and fall apart, and it caused her more problems. They had no cure for a farfall. A lady with a farfall was going to inevitably bleed on a regular basis for the next however long she survived it. And probably it's going to really ruin her marriage. She's going to end up getting divorced, she's going to be tamei for 20 years, whatever it is. It was mokum igun. It was mokum gerish and it was mokum igun. And it was a shas v'chat godl ad ma'oit. The Yisayid is, I think the Yisayid is, we see that Rav Rub of the Acharonim, going from the Taz on, were willing to say that even though it's a Shvera Hatter, because it's again the Yisayid Machon, the Taz is Pshat and the Rash, but the Mokum Igun, and there is Al Min Lisma, and especially if they, like the Crazy Places speaks out, the Abdik is only a Sofik if it's Daraisa, there's no Argosha Gemur, so we're not really talking about a Daraisa Mamish. So, the Yisayid is Shasad Chat Godel Mokum Igun. You have to work overtime to be matter someone, even if you're being Saimach. Even to be matter someone based on a Svara, Kneged Roy Rishon and Achayim sometimes.
What?
Crazy place
he said it's Farfal.
Pashas, the Taz Tama Farfal. He's about Dam Be'en coming out of a chatichas rechem. It's in the.
But that could be chatichas. That could be the way the. No, because it's falling. The rechem falling apart.
But then there'd be a makom. The Taz saying there's no makom. At least you don't need the makom. Pashas, the Taz is talking about a fork.
How do you see in Rashi? In Rashi. How do you see Rashi not like that?
We're not mitar dam be'en. Only if it's mitar chaticha.
That's why dam. He's saying whether it's dam chaticha. If it's not there, chriya v'kach. Why not? But he's saying by polypluya the.
Oh, so that's a good point. Let me just point out. It's a side point, but it's an important point. It would be more important if this was, if we ever got shaylus of roya dam chaticha. But it's important though. Even that the Gemara. Maskana was matir a chaticha that was polypluya. So you have a chaticha, and there is dam, and the dam is going to touch the rechem, but it's polypluya is motive, either because it's dam chaticha or because it's not the derech or iya. A number of achrayim, including the Chassam Sofer, a couple of achrayim, including the Chassam Sofer, his name that sticks in my mind, point out that's davka though if the dam is in these bekayim, in these cracks in the chaticha. If you have a smooth chaticha or not, but the dam is on the outside surface of the chaticha, then we never find anyone who's matar in that. Because it's possible the dam came out separately from the chaticha and stuck on it afterwards.
The Bach.
The Bach also says, okay.
But the Chalish doesn't think of the case that the chaticha, the first dam came and then the chaticha came. And you see, it wasn't there.
I don't know. Maybe the Chalish, could be the Chalish argues on that, but there's a number of other people who are saying the Bach. And remember, so the Chassam Sofer, I remember, says it, is that if the dam is not inside the chaticha, we don't see any davka shaychus with the dam to the chaticha, there's a possibility that the dam is stuck to the outside of the chaticha after Bein HaShinayim, then there was no hatter for that.
But that is there? Why is that still not called?
The dam may have come out, maybe the dam came out kederach, and the chaticha came out, and the chaticha wouldn't be derach, so the chaticha is Torah, but the dam went out Bein HaShinayim kederach, and only afterwards.
And it's saying there, so the chaticha pushed it through, for example.
Right. Right, or the other way around, maybe the chaticha got stuck halfway down and dam dripped on it, whatever, but yeah. And it's a sofek, it's not necessarily, but it's a sofek der eis.
So,
I just point out, that I just said that I want to disqualify, that we're going to go back to the day if you did for sure. Yes, the yisoid in the emes of derech hapsak is that when you have a shas v'chad godel and a mokum igun, you have to break your head to find a mokum lahakil, even if it's based on a svara, as long as you have gedolim on me with smaych like a taz. But that's what they were done. We're not going to go out and start being matter shayla that pashtus are. Pashtus Asugya should be also because of Shas V'chad Godel. It's something you're definitely going to want to refer to. Echad Mi Gedolei Ador is a much bigger place than any of us are for the next 20 years, probably. But that, I think that it's clear from Roy Ruba, the Achrayim in the Sugya, that is the Emes of Derech Hapsak, that a person is supposed to strive for. That is the Kayach, the Teira Adif, is at least the Shas V'chad Godel. You're supposed to try to be matter things when there's a
So it was only two questions, though. The first more practical one.
Yeah.
Is that nowadays, I presume medical technology has advanced to the point that there probably is some kind of treatment.
Distracted. Take it out.
Okay.
So it's not mokum igun.
Okay. So nowadays, would we not be suffering from another person?
Probably not, because you'll schedule an appointment with your gynecologist. You'll check it out and see if there is some kind of therapy or whatever they can use to strengthen the abdominal muscles that will bring it back up to at least close enough to its more natural place, and you'll do those exercises, and after a couple months it will go back, and if it isn't, so then they'll just, schedule a hysterectomy in a couple of weeks, and they'll cut out the rechem lagamri, and also then, so it's not a mokum igun, because within a couple of weeks it will be resolved.
So new
she has children at that point.
Right, she's not going to have children.
Once the rechem is falling out, even if you get it, I'm saying
it's not.
Right.
Yeah, okay, but
the meanwhile,
she's to me.
Yes. Okay, so I would be hard pressed to say it's not a zayim in matter of farfa, because all of these places will only be matter based on the mokum igun. Mm-hmm. I think that's pretty clear to almost all.
Okay, and secondly, so why didn't the Goyim Rishonim and Kadmoni Achronim think of the same thing?
First of all, remember, Goyim Rishonim, none of the Rishonim, other than maybe the Rash, mentioned a case of a farfa. It's all you there. It's the way they understood the way the Rashi and Tosfos whatever understood the sugya is the maskonas the sugya was coming to be matter dam bechaticha, but dam be'en we don't find that the Rashi and Tosfos around many of them were matter. So it's not that they, if they would have come with the shayla of a farfal, could they have said b'semach on the Rashi? We don't know. Could be that there wasn't so many cases. Could be that the Zman Rishonim didn't happen.
But it could be different.
Body's better. Midwives.
Rashi or Rabbeinu Tam sitting here. Right? Ask them. They might find it.
They might. Yeah. Well, another thing that the Achronim mentioned, it seems it was common, is during delivery, if the midwife pulled a little too hard on the baby or the umbilical cord, it could turn the rechem inside out or pull it out of its place. And that would also be a common cause of the
problem. But when she's pushing earlier than she's supposed to be pushing, is that the
problem? I don't think the woman pushing is so likely to pull down, but it's when woman the midwife pulls.
Push only at the end.
And it happens. As matters, a lot of times they want to make sure the placenta comes out quickly to stop the bleeding, and they will tug on the umbilical cord, and there is a medical condition called an inverted uterus, which if they pull it and it turns the rectum almost inside out.
Why do they pull it then?
You flip it back in.
The longer the placenta is attached to the rectum, the longer she bleeds. So the quicker the placenta separates from the uterus, the faster she'll stop bleeding. So they want the placenta to, now naturally, as the woman's muscle of the rectum contracts by itself, and they also give Pitocin, which is a hormone that makes the uterus contract. So naturally, the body will expel the placenta naturally. They don't always want to wait, and they'll pull. So number one, there's two problems with pulling. Number one is it can pull the rectum out of place or inside out. Number two is it's more likely for the placenta to tear. And if there's small pieces of the placenta left inside, the lady will continue to bleed for weeks after anyway, she bleeds for a number of weeks after. But it can cause infection, it can cause bleeding for a much longer period. It can cause heavier bleeding, which could be dangerous. So the midwives should not pull more than however they're trained. I mean, I'm sure they train the midwives, hopefully properly. But the problem is that, especially in this country, the midwives can be impatient, and they're not careful. So it is something that could happen.
Can they fix the inverted?
Yes, that's surgically. That they need for operation.
They don't push on the stomach till they get it out?
That's a safer way to do it, but sometimes they'll pull on the umbilical cord.
Is that us or else taking it out before it's mazel?
No, the babies are not. We're talking about after the baby's
out, to get the rest out.
Pulling the umbilical cord to get the placenta out.
Placenta's like more
of a show.
What?
Fine, don't worry, we'll do Kutsari Dalit soon and we'll hear all about these things. Sure, we'll show you. And, fine. As far then comes the next, we'll go back to more Motzot Furish. What's Lamaisa Bizman is able to marry that much refresh? In other words, it's Rishon Zalman Shadow. Can a lady who's needs to, for reasons, which in Zalman's case, which would probably be the most common case, would be necessary, as lady was a short period, and is not able to go to the mikveh before her ovulation naturally, so could she put in the shpeferis that she won't become tamei? Now, l'maisa is, so I also made a list, so before we have a list, let's go to the explanation. L'chaira, Rav Zalman goes through a number of different issues, and a number of different anafim. L'chaira, number one is, L'chaira is a halacha, psuka, maskanas, a gemara, nisak, and shulchan aruch, the roi dam b'shefer is theoretically the lady's tohor. What's the l'chaira, the biggest problem, potential problem here? Besides, okay, there's always the side issues, as say, the lady seems to have an issue with the Rishonim Zalman's hatzer, is you have to make sure that all the dam goes in the shefer. Some dam drips down the outside of the shefer, it's not going to help you. And that's a practical consideration, it's not the sugya. But the ikkar consideration of the chayyur is, and that's why I encourage the oil to focus on anaf dalad and Rishon Zalman, is that the shayfaris of the chayyur has to be mapsik beina shinayim. So now we have to know, where is beina shinayim? There are at least three possible places where beina shinayim is. One is the top of the cervix, as we mentioned, one is the bottom of the cervix, and one is in the nartika, a little bit below the cervix.
It has to be mapsik the Beinu Shinayim or touch the Beinu Shinayim, that it should go from the Beinu Shinayim into the tomb.
The dam cannot touch Beinu Shinayim.
It
can't touch a millimeter below Beinu Shinayim.
So it could be pressed against it.
If you can get it exactly pressed up against, yes, but I don't theorize, you know, that's Bukhara theoretical. In other words, so let's go practically speaking. They have said there's three possibilities. The Rishonim Zalman, as the Lusansher, is taking the third possibility. He wants to be Meichiach Halach L'maisa, that Beina Shinayim Haskomas Reiv Rubu L'Paisim. I don't know if he admits that anyone argues on L'maisa, does he? he admits that the Chasifer argument, or he admits that the Chasifer also agrees?
He argues in the Chasifer at length. Chasifer is to move it. He agrees that Chasifer wasn't.
Fine. But Rav Zalman says that Rav Ruba of the Achrayim agree that Bein HaShinayim is in the Nartika below the cervix. And therefore, as long as the Shafaris goes up all the way to the cervix, and then you can attach it to the outside, and it fits one inside the other, and it's unlikely that any dam will escape from the tube, unless the tube falls off and comes loose. But practically, that's a very nice way of doing it. One fits in the other, and dam won't get lost. So if you accept Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's Bein HaShinayim, then it's very reasonable that you could put the Shafaris in the Asher B'Torah. Though, biggest problem, in my opinion, with Rav Shlomo Zalman, although Rav Lozner seems to have had a different issue, I don't know why he doesn't tell the other issue, is that pashtus, there are many, many Achrayim who are not like Rav Shlomo Zalman and understand that Bein HaShinayim is some part of the cervix. Whether it's the bottom or the top of the cervix. If the top of the cervix, I think it's self-evident that a Shafaris is not going to be realistic, because you have to put the Shafaris all the way up to the top of the cervix and maybe even inside the rechem. And it's just not practical. Even if you understand that the Bein HaShinayim is the bottom edge of the cervix, so then the Shafaris would have to be attached to the bottom of the cervix in a way that not a drop of dam can touch anything a millimeter below wherever the end of Bein HaShinayim is considered. And it's hard to imagine that the way Rosh Hashanah describes attaching the Shafaris would not be sufficient. Even though the dam is not going to touch, Rav Shlomo Zalman's way, l'chayra, the walls of the Nartika, of the prize door, but it is going to continue, it is going to drip off the tip of the end of the Bein HaShinayim, and we don't know exactly on the cervix there where it's called the end of the Bein HaShinayim and becomes Bibisara. So l'chayra, if you take either of the first two sheets as I mentioned, you'll have a problem then that the Shafaris, practically speaking, won't help you. Because there is no practical way of putting the Shafaris inside the cervix at all. That's clear, for, I think, from Rav Zalman. I think from my understanding of the Metzius also, that the only way to do it practically is where Rav Zalman describes it. So then there are many, many Maror Mekaymus about where is the Tzavarech. So if I saw Rav Zalman, then you've got one up on me. But, because I didn't end up seeing Rav Zalman, so I looked at most of the Maror Mekaymus he's basing on. But, order here, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, before his shtick l'chayr, pashtus, those who are matchable like Rav Shlomo Zalman, are the Matzis Binyamin, the Oyeg Yomtiv. Well, actually, let's go back a step. Let's really go back. Rashi, both of them, Aleph and Mem Beis, and maybe even Yud Zayin, is matchable like Rav Shlomo Zalman l'chayr, that there's the Tutulei Basa that are somewhere in the Prozdor. Tosfos on Mem Beis, Bukhari is agreeing with Rashi, but I also have Mem Beis. There's talking about Tumas Leida, and it says when an Uber takes his head at Chutz L'Praizdor, now he's considered born. Rashi says Chutz L'Praizdor, though it's still inside the woman's body. It's not, his head's not outside completely. So there's somehow, somewhere there's a transition inside the woman's body from Praizdor to what's called Beis Achitzai. What's the interface between Prozdor and Beis Achitzai? L'chayra we know that that's Bein HaShinayim. So l'chayra that means Bein HaShinayim is somewhere inside the Nartika. Tosfos seems to agree with that, and on Daf Mem Beis also, even though he's not exactly, but he's, and that Nekudi seems to agree with Rashi. So l'chayra, Rashi, and Tosfos are like Rav Shlomo Zalman.
How do you see that it's somewhere in the Nartika? Maybe it's a little bit before, wherever they call the Prozdor.
You want to say maybe the Prozdor is the...
The Bein HaShinayim is within the Prozdor, and Yatzel L'chutz, and Tosfos says Yatzel L'chutz, Chutz of that Prozdor, but it's still in the Beis
Achitzai. The Bein HaShinayim is the top
of the
Tzavarechem.
The bottom of the Tzavarechem.
Okay, bottom. So you want to say
the whole
Tzavarechem is... You're saying Prozdor means the cervix.
Yeah, I think that, didn't the Sedri Torah then like that? That's a...
Just a minute.
The Pashas of Tosfos, when he says that the dam goes out of Chutz, you would think that it means outside the body, but...
Sedri Torah is Sedri Torah. Okay, it depends on you. He maybe uses the Tzavarechem, but the question is what he means.
Because Tosfos is referring to the whole Prozdor. And the Prozdor that Tosfos is referring to is only the Tzavarechem, right?
No, Tosfos presumably refers to Tzavarechem.
It's where the baby was, where his head was.
Where it wasn't where...
Where his head is coming out of the Tzavarechem, but it's still in the Beis Achitzai. It didn't leave. It didn't go to Yotze. It didn't. It's still inside the body. So it left something, and it stayed inside the body. So it left the tzav arechem.
Okay. You see, the truth is, I'm going with this. Let's go back. We really should go back to the Lashonos of the Rambam that I read in the Hakdamah, and it's really clear. It's pretty clear. It's clear from the Gemara. The Gemara says the Bein Hashinayim, which is that praise der, where the praise der end is Mokum Disha, Mokum Shashamim, is Mokum Dimash, Mokum Shashamim Dash. Unless you want to say, which I think we try to avoid saying whenever possible, I don't think it's necessary here, unless you want to say there's been a significant shinui in the Teva, certainly today the Teva is that the Aver cannot get into the surface of Kihuzet. So L'chaira, it's problematic to say that the Mokum Disha is inside the surface. So, in the Acharyim who say it Mufurish, in Breira, anyone who says Mufurish that it's inside the servant, we don't have no choice, and then they must have had, they understood the Metzius as it was different than or whatever. But my Nati is that anyone who's not Mufurish, I am assuming that Mokum Disha is outside the cervix.
You can go there. The bleeding will only be as far as the necessary, as far as the Mokum Disha.
Well, you can't do a bleeding through the cervix.
Just like an Aver can't go through the cervix.
Right. Can't get a finger through the cervix, as is Mufurish and Namur Bacharim. So many Acharim misunderstood the Metzius this way. Hi, Masis Dinyon. Okay, it goes back and forth.
What's up with the Shabbos Sabbath? He's trying to be master of the Rambam that the explaining how it doesn't be that the woman
the first one.
That women don't go all the way in the smart your Shemayim women they don't go all the way and
it's quoted in Bessias right the Bessias is the cash and the Bessias that's going to be a problem with Bessias and Ochanan so based on that assumption. So again, it's based on a Hanocha. Hanochas could always be wrong. It's always the weak link. But I'm assuming that Rashi and Tosfos also understood that the Aver does not go into the cervix. In which case, that means that where is Bein HaShinayim? It's outside of the cervix. And since that is the defining line between Prezder and Beis Achitz, and that means that when they said Bein Titus had from the Prezder to Beis Achitz, and that's all talking about within the Natika.
Nartika, you're saying, is the whole thing from the Rechem until Chutz.
Until Chutz, right. From the bottom, from the end of... Nartika is from here and down.
So the head goes from Tzav HaRechem...
It goes from here into the cervix, from here into the Preister, and from the Preister to Beis Achitz. The baby is considered born, and the head goes from Preister to Beis Achitz, which is, for argument's sake, here.
In the
Guth, it's still in the Guth. That's like Rashi and Tosfos. It's in the Guth. It's from Praise of the Bais
Achitz. Why do you want to say that?
Like Rashi, like Pashas, Rashi's Bais Achitz.
How do you know that's a Bais Achitz? That was Pashas and
Rashi in the mouth.
But how do you know Tosfos? How do you know Tosfos is
referring? Tosfos seems to be agreeing with Rashi, first of all. Tosfos doesn't say he's arguing with Rashi. I don't have any hechreif to say he's arguing with Rashi's definition of where Bais Achitz is. But he's telling me that clearly the head goes from Praise to Bais Achitz and still inside the body. Where is that? Why, I don't see any reason to say that Tosfos disagree. If he's disagreeing, he should have said so.
You're saying the Praiser is only a little part of that?
The Praiser is going to be from the cervix to Bein HaShinayim.
From once you come out of the cervix?
From the bottom of the cervix to Bein HaShinayim. It's going to be called the Praiser.
And everything else is together?
Or Belashon HaRambam. Well, no, that's not clear because the cervix itself
they're the prosdor.
Okay, or it's possible that
so everything else is the cheder.
It's possible that the cervix so that will depend on a different child you're going to get as much is where is Pia Kevin Pia Makar who is saying Sikhs the Kevin will lay down. Potentially the cervix is also part of the prosdor. Potentially the cervix is all if you learn the Pia like many of them the Pia Makar is the top of the cervix so the cervix then the praise there really is the cervix plus the top part of the natika. And that's all called praise there. But in any event, what's important for Rashi for Leida is the bottom of the praise there is not up here at the end of the cervix, rather it's in
partly. What's so special about Punkt over there that makes Bina Shanayim? Like, I understand the bottom of a cervix, it's a cutting point.
So the Gemara says, at least is a similar to Makom Disha. More significant, that was Machlokes for Bi'ah Chodesh Lakish. We have to know what's called Balua. Up to a certain point is Beis HaChitzah. They said, it's really a Chatzitzah Shah issue. I don't know if that will have to Machlokes for Bi'ah Chodesh Lakish. But in Yonei Chatzitzah, there's different halachas where there's something that's considered on the outside of the body. Whether it's considered something that's not normally seen, but could be seen, say, the armpits, which is called Beis HaStarim. Then there's Makom Balua, which would be, let's say, inside the mouth.
Throat.
Inside the throat, which is already Balua. Beis HaStarim also say could be the tongue. And then
there's no Chatzitza there. In Makom Balua,
there is no Chatzitza at all. Beis HaStarim, there... It's a little bit more calm, and we'll see if there's a machlokes because there is a drop on a machlokes. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda Rish Lakish said that Beis HaChitzin is called Machlokes Nira, but when a Tinoikis is Yoshev, is Yoshevus. On that, Rabbi Yehuda said that's Chutz. That's not even Beis. That's
a very small share, obviously.
It doesn't seem such a small. Okay, it doesn't go all the way to Bein HaShinayim. I don't know how deep it does go. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's deeper. It's still Bein HaShinayim. Yeah.
So you're saying, so it's totally on wherever it became Balua.
It comes with the totally like the Hagdar of Balua, it's something it's never seen. The other thing, in your case, which Rock is seen all the time by Tzimarikis. There has to be something that, the only thing that's going to be called is to a point that's never seen. But once it's never seen, so the Hagdar doesn't have to be, the Hagdar is not totally in the anatomical cervix, it's totally in something that's never seen. So therefore, it comes out l'chayra that similar to, for arguments that it's called Shitas Rashi, is l'chayra Tosis and Membeis, Madani Yomtiv, Masis bin Yamin, Oynig Yomtiv, Dere Malkio, Chazan Ish, Rebbe Kiva Eger. The interesting is the Madani Yomtiv and Rebbe Kiva both understand that the Rambam also agrees with that. L'chayra, how would the Rambam agree with that? I've told a number of people, but we'll speak it out here. Is because in the Hakdama, I read the Rambam as being clearly arguing on Rashi, because the Rambam says that the Tzav HaRechem is the place that's miskabitz b'shasa ibur to hold in the blood, and that's clearly the cervix. However, if you read the Rambam more carefully, the Rambam really says that if the Mokum Aruch, and l'chayr the cervix is not so long, shiroshe miskabitz b'shasa ibur. The top of this area is miskabitz b'shasa ibur. In which case, it seems then that it's very possible, which is l'chayr the way the Oynig Yom Tov and the Madani Yom Tov are learning, is, like I just explained, that the praisedur, what?
Feifish also wanted to say like
that. Okay, that the praisedur, which is the Balashana Rambam, the Tzavar HaRechem, includes part of the Nartika, as well as the entire cervix. When he says, Roisha is in the Skabitz Meshasa Ibu, he's referring to the cervix. Because that is the Roish of the praisedur. Whereas the Zonav of the praisedur, whatever you want to call it, is the at least top part of the Nartika.
So the Shamash reach is still there.
And the Shamash reaches up till whatever it is, 3/4 of the way up the Nartika. And that last quarter of the Nartika, together with the cervix, is called the Lashon HaRambam Tzav HaRechem Pleistel.
When you say Nartika, you mean everything besides the cervix?
Yes, everything from the outside of the body to the cervix.
That's a Lashon that everyone uses for that whole area?
It's
called
the vagina.
The Roifim Bisman Harambam, and apparently himself, is the word Tzav HaRechem to include apparently the entire cervix and vaginal.
I said at least. I've been saying at least. Because it does seem that the Rambam seems to equate the word Tzav HaRechem with Praisedur, and if we're explaining that the Rambam means that the Bein HaShinayim is in the middle of this Praisedur, then really the outer part is called Beis HaChitzin, right. And not Praisedur. Because again, as we said, L'chayr, I didn't look it up, L'chayr Rashi, the Rambam agrees with Rashi and Tysis. Does not mean mamish to the air. So there is somewhere in the goof where the praisedur ends and Beis HaChitzin begins. So again, as I think we discovered in Sif Aleph, and we discovered again here, and that's important you say it, I think probably most people already know it, but throughout Shas and Arishayim and Acharyim, is that the same word can mean different things depending who's saying. So praisedur b'loshon Rambam can mean something different than praisedur b'loshon Rashi can mean something different. Or whatever. So it's very hard to tell two words. And Sif is, I think, one example of that. You have to mean different things, right? Fine, so again, just going on with the list, Chazin Shul Bikiva Eger, Sidre Tar, Sidre Tar, Kuf Tzari Dal. All of them will chayra hold, similar to Rishon Zalman, that the Bein HaShinayim is somewhere in the, somewhere below the bottom of the cervix, which means that according to these Acharonim, if the Shveifaris goes up and to the bottom of the cervix, she should be okay. So you have a nice bismet, you got some good names in there. However, now let's go the other way. Who l'chayrid did? Now, there's, again, I mentioned there's two other options. Bein HaShinayim could be the top or the bottom of the cervix. A number of the Sfarim I'm going to mention now, it's not clear which way they hold. But if they hold either one of them, then Rosh Hashanah's Eitz l'chayrid doesn't work. So let's just start with the ones that are clear l'chayrid. The Shoyl of Reveifush, and Reveifush himself, like the Rambam l'chayrid, there's Havamin at least, learn that the Bein HaShinayim is the top of the cervix. Reviver, according to Rashi, Ruchari is clear that the Bein HaShinayim is the bottom of the cervix. The Tur and Bis Yosef, who both ask how come every Shveferis isn't the problem of Psichas HaKever below Yosef, clearly learn that Bein HaShinayim and Pia Makor, Pia Kever, are the same place. In my opinion, it's extremely difficult to understand that that's referring to somewhere in the middle of the Nartika. In which case, L'chayr, then they're understanding that it's either the top or the bottom of the cervix. But L'chayr can't be lower than the bottom of the cervix. L'chayr. So L'chayr, then not learning like Rosh Hashanah, the Tur, the Bisyayas. The Divrei Chaim, Pashtus, the Rambam, the Binus Adam. The Binus Adam asked on the Negev Yehuda. Negev Yehuda says that Psichs. Well, okay, Venus has a little problem. But the Venus Adam asks on the... You can really play the Venus Adam either way. The Venus Adam clearly learns that there's two different places. That Pia Makar and Venus Shinaim are two different locations. The Venus Adam, though, didn't understand that way. He
where
asked,
does he say that?
Where does Venus Adam say that? In Nun Hei, where he talks about Hagosh Zivas Gavalach.
How do you see that as two different places? We saw that it didn't see it as two different places necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Show me after them.
The Bina Sultan asks an interesting question in the interview.
You said that the Chayr is also not so much.
Why?
If you say that the Bina Shinaim is after the Pima Kor, it's the time.
Bina Shinaim is above the Pima Kor? I never heard anyone say that. That I haven't seen anyone say it. The Chayr is either the same place or the Bina Shinaim is lower. If the Chayr Muhal, the Gam has to come out of the Rechim before it gets to the Shinaim. So the Bina Sultan, the Bina Sultan says that Psichas HaKever, that the same Psichas HaKever B'lay Dam will include when a doctor sticks an instrument or any other case where something from outside is stuck up through the Pia Makor, wherever the Pia Makor is. That's the Negev Yehuda's Chiddush, as we will see next week as a Shem. The Binus Adam asks that he seems to be understanding wherever Bein HaShinayim is, it seems that he understands it's the same place as Pia Makor. And he understands, since the Eivor Tashmish goes Bein HaShinayim B'Shez Gnar Bia, so every time a lady has Bia, then there's going to be a Psichas HaKever B'Chutz. Because he's assuming they're the same place. Now, where is that same place is not clear. If it's somewhere in the middle of the Nartika, it's sort of hard to understand that that's going to be a Psichas HaKever B'Lay Dam there. On the other hand, as I mentioned before, that if it's somewhere in the Tzavar HaRachim L'Chayr, the Eivor definitely doesn't go there. So, then Jared Venus on the cash is a little contrary. So maybe you can't bring a ride from Venus on it. I don't really understand it. And the son Seifel Lachar is Muchach, that he's learning that the Bein HaShinayim is part of the cervix. So Lachar, you have at least as many Gedolim who are not like Pashtus, not like Rosh Hashanah Zalman, are yes like Rosh Hashanah Zalman. So even though Rosh Hashanah Zalman wants to save a lot of the ones who seem to be not like him, it's not Muchach, but. Whatever, the only one saw it better than I did, probably, since I'm remembering from 7 years ago. There are a lot of Rishonim on the Shtikuch Torah to say that this Achron and that Achron didn't really mean it, they really meant like Pashas and Rashi, don't seem to be so Muchach. Since we're dealing here with the Shaila potentially of Midas Terais even, so it's hard to understand how is it so easy for Rishonim Zalman to be, how is he able to take the places to be Matar such a thing? When Luchar, it's a Shaila Terais, and is Bechlan Abuchal a Rebbe? What?
Said it from Zerah.
Oh, so he had an Eitzel coming out of doing with Zeir, but with Zeir, the Chumash would say that she should wait 7 days to go to Mikvah. But as we mentioned back in Kuf Pei Gimel, and Rav Shlomo Zalman really himself says in Anach Aleph, is we don't use Rav Zeir as a Tzirah fusion. We don't say that, oh, it's Shivas Yomim, so it's not Dariyais, it's not considered a Rabbanim. We don't find such a Tzirah anywhere else in the Pesach. That all of a sudden Rav Shlomo Zalman came out. That all of a sudden Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to start bringing them as a Tzirah. It's a little funny stuff, the Tzirah from Anach Aleph towards Maskan and Man. But I think that maybe it also goes back a little bit on the first foul issue is the Rav Shlomo Zalman being, yes, a god ladar felt that since it was a mokum igun to tell someone that they're never going to have children, so that he held that you could eat, since there is a large bismadish of achrayim who do hold the bein hashinayim is lower and rishayim, and he felt the svar was shtach like that, so then he was willing to take the places of imagine. So, but it seems to me that that should be something that should be difficult to do. I think Rosh Hashanah has every right to do it, and it is a shas b'chad gadol to tell someone they're never going to have children. That even though there are pikpukim on it, I think it's the type of thing that there is al milus like the shas b'chad gadol, which l'chayim in this case is considered, and memelo we have a tzushta between the two circuits.
So why do people agree with him?
So Rav Vozner is the issue of practically speaking what you have to be choshed, maybe a drop of down out of the shrei ferris.
Even though we're putting it on outside,
it could get loose, it could fall off, it could and then I don't know exactly what we're really supposedly Rav Yoshua was very opposed to it. I'm not sure exactly why. I would suspect that the simplest thing to be opposed to is that Rav Yoshua said that no, Rav Achrayim hold is moving from the Rav Achrayim hold that Ben Hashinayim is the cervix, either the top or the bottom of the cervix, and the nail of the shrei ferris isn't deep enough and it doesn't work. I can't say that I know this would be Rav Yoshua held, but it would certainly be a reason. We know that supposedly the Rav Yoshua was machmir disagreed with Rav Shlomo Zalman. And it seems to me that this would be the logical place to disagree with Rav Shlomo Zalman. Of the whole truth, this is the most fragile tzadu and critical nekuda that you need to be matir in order to be matir in the shrei ferris. Fine. One other nekuda that's here is that the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Oneg Yom Tov both understand, and this really is going to go, will be also a tzad lahachmer k'neged Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's less of a problem by far, halachayo, is that they understand that the Rashi is saying that it's mutter when the dam comes out shalei kedarka has to be that the shrei ferris is taking out the dam. It's not enough if she gets a regular period that happens to flow through a shrei ferris. It has to be that the shrei ferris is goyim the dam to come out. The yitzias hadam, the goyim of yitzias hadam is shalei kedarka. And that, you're not going to have in Rav Shlomo Zalman's case. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is also connected to Shulchan Aruch Rav, and the Oneg Yom Tov. On the other hand, is if you can use that lakula, which is questionable, but according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Oneg Yom Tov, potentially, you don't need any chatzitz at all. If she stuck even a key, say a doctor's instrument that went in, even though it may cause psichus and makar, but if it was thin enough it didn't, but you found dam on it, so now, since we can assume that the instrument caused the dam to come out, they'll say the Rav Shamshon's heter should apply there. However, in such a case, I don't think that we would have a right to be same with Rabbi Shamshon, since, again, as we mentioned, you don't have the Makom Igun here, and you have Rabbi Shimon Rachayim and Mukhairo hold that case, it would not apply in that case. Fine, and we mentioned now Agami Chatif is not a heter. I think that covers the main Nakudas here from Sif Gimel. Now, I think we've already heard, but it's always good to speak it out again, is we're going to start Sif, Dalet, Hei, Vav. We'll do all three Sifim together. It should not take long. I expect that the Oilin can finish it before Shabbos. Basically, it's the Gemara, if I remember correctly, it's the Gemara, I forgot to check that, but I believe the Gemara on Chaf Aleph, right before the Gemara of Chatich and Shrei Ferris. The Nekuda is basically when things come out of it, solid objects come out of the rechem that are, let's say, red, and it appears there is a reasonable chance that they are dry dam. So number one is dry dam is also tame. And number two is now, how do we determine if this is something else or dry dam? And the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch will tell us, how do we determine if it's dry dam? When do we have to make a bedika to check if it's dry dam? When can we rely on havchana that it doesn't look like dam? Obviously it's not red, it's not a problem. But even if it is red, and Again, we will mention Tzichus and Kavra here, but it's only Agav. Hold off on going into that Sugya Me'iyun until next week. And we'll do Kuf Tzadi Dalet Baz Hashem. So I want them to finish this week. Try to finish Kuf Pechas by the end of the week. And, you know, Zagmar Chafei, Gav Chaf Aleph. Basically, it's not so negil lemaisa. It's very rare that anyone has shimush, ever anyone really does these bedikas on pieces today. Usually if it's red, they're not even tamei it. Some people say if it falls off, they end up, but that's not the sugi again. It's more shimush and the seir and avchan and experience than it is the sugi itself. So we'll learn the sugi and we'll learn it reasonably well, but it's not a sugi to shtel on for a very long time. It's a sugi to get the basic sugi very klar. Shulchan Aruch has the kevum, Paiskin klar, but not to spend a lot of time on and finish in 2 days.